As the U.S. military battles insurgents in Iraq, U.S. diplomats have their own fight to keep U.S. allies on board. Critics of the Bush administration say the so-called coalition of the willing always has been thin and now looks more unstable than ever. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
During a Senate hearing yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell tried to paint a picture of a coalition still united.
The recent rise in U.S. and coalition casualties is disquieting, and we are saddened at every death. But we will not be dissuaded or driven out. The coalition is resolute.
But State Department officials have had to consult with contributing nations in recent days. Powell called his counterpart in Japan, which is facing a crisis with its mission in Iraq. Three Japanese civilians were kidnapped, and the captors have threatened to kill them unless Tokyo withdraws the troops it sent on a humanitarian mission. Other countries are facing domestic political pressures. South Korea, which has elections next week, has ordered its 600 military engineers and medics to stay at their bases for now. Other countries are facing military pressures. Bulgaria's ambassador to Washington, Yelena Papatodorova, reiterated her country's call for U.S. reinforcements for the nearly 500 Bulgarian soldiers in Kerbala.
We do need some support there. You know what the situation looks like. The Bulgarian contingent there is practically sieged by the insurgent units. And obviously the coming 2 days are really crucial. So we very much hope that this reinforcement will be there on time to make sure that the attacks are rebuffed.
Ambassador Papatodorova does not expect Bulgaria to pull troops out, but she also doesn't envisage any increase in its contingent. And the Bulgarians are seeking more political cover, calling for a NATO role in Iraq. Poland, which leads a multinational peacekeeping division, agrees.
We are looking for a thing that is invaluable, and that is called legitimacy.
That's Polish Ambassador Przemysław Grudzinski, who says his country is committed to stay in Iraq this year, but he does acknowledge that rising casualties would lead to more political pressure as Poland prepares to select a new prime minister.
We would be very glad that NATO should take a much more prominent role, perhaps also take the command in the area that is now commanded by the Polish headquarters in the area of South Central Iraq. The other part of this equation is the increasing role of the United Nations.
Philip Gordon of the Brookings Institution said before the latest flare-up in fighting, he had been somewhat optimistic that the U.S. could encourage more troop contributions by getting the U.N. involved. Now he's not so sure, but says the U.S. should at least try to give the U.N. more authority.
We haven't exactly shown that we have a monopoly of wisdom about how to run Iraq politically anyway, though that we sacrifice a little bit of control over the overall political direction of the operation, in order to have military support from a larger number of countries, I think is clearly something the administration should be doing, and they should be making a priority of going to our European allies and at least asking, what is your price for either staying in the coalition if you're there or coming into it if you're not yet there?
The State Department has asked a dozen countries to help by joining a proposed international force that would protect the United Nations in Iraq, but the UN itself has yet to decide what role it can play. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.